Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Nashville at the Starnet Fall Meeting, and I'm with Gene Mattson, the president and CEO. Gene, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. Thanks.
Most people know who Starnet is. Obviously, the largest group of commercial flooring contractors in the business. And this fall meeting is the one that's optional. You don't have to come, but your attendance is good. Talk about that.
Absolutely. This is not a mandatory meeting for our members, and we do see the attendance numbers growing every year, and I think that's for a couple of reasons. We get tremendous support from our vendors. They're bringing more people every year, and many of the members actually prefer this meeting because it's strictly business and it's strictly education, and they like that.
I can see that because most of your members are professionals. And the spring meeting, you have some extracurricular fun type of golfing and activities, and this meeting doesn't have that. But some of the things you've covered at this meeting, there have been succession planning, benchmarking, successful dealer, and the panel on hiring and training and retaining employees. So it's a lot of good content.
Thank you. I really feel we did bring a diverse range of topics to this meeting. We talked about, we had an end user panel with some higher education facility managers, and it was an excellent panel, very informative. We always offer workshops, and we had four good topics this year, again, quite diverse. Over 62% of our members are family businesses, which is probably typical of a lot of businesses in this industry. And so we had a workshop on how do you select the leadership model for your family business, a very contentious challenge for a lot of families. We had a workshop on selling, which is important also. We had one on the financially healthy dealer. And finally, we did a technology toolkit, clever, innovative ways for our members to be more efficient using technology.
Now, most people who are tuning into this want to know about the health of your membership, because this gives you a great read on how is the specified commercial market doing in 2016, which, is an election year.
Our membership is very healthy. We've had a good year. We're exceeding budget as far as our plan. We're exceeding year ago. A great reason for that is the relationships with our vendor partners. We always dedicate a lot of time during these meetings to sessions with our vendors. I think we're all aware that 2016 has been a good year. I think it'll finish well. We're watching out on 2017. Our members have good backlogs going into 2017, but with the election year, as you say, you never know. Things could swing.
Now, the ones I've talked to, business is probably up at least high single digits. Some of the members are doing some different things. Talk about where they're finding some new success.
Well, I think the challenge is to continue to broaden the services they provide. We think of our members as flooring resources, not flooring installers. They're servicing this side of the business, but they're also doing maintenance, post-installation floor care. They also are very active in specification, which we have encouraged through a lot of our training, and additional ways to treat the floor, either through surface coatings or different flooring materials that give their customers lots of choices. Our members are impartial. They go in, obviously, with our vendor partners as their primary manufacturers, but they can really help the end user solve their problem through a selection of products.
I always ask the questions when I'm with your members, about what sectors are performing for you. And I think corporate's probably been off a little bit this year, but there's been several others that have picked up the slack.
Well, yeah, corporate's flattened out. It had been very strong last year, and that's, of course, a very important segment. Healthcare continues to be strong. It's not driving the growth as much, but it's going to be with us for a long time with the aging of America. We've had a lot of opportunity in hospitality, which has been good in public space. And education, higher education's always held on really well, especially the heavily endowed schools. K-12, not as much, but we're optimistic we'll see some growth there also.
So let's talk about Starnet and some of the successes you've had this year.
Well, a major focus this year has been the development of our National Strategic Account Program run by Leah Ledoux. We know this is a big opportunity for our members. We're seeing it as an opportunity for incremental volume across Starnet. We've started with a very controlled process. We just have a smaller group of members working on it now with the goal of expanding it across the full membership. But we want to do this right, and we felt we needed to do it on a more controlled basis. So we're seeing some great successes now and expect those to continue into the future years.
All right. So you've had 14 sign up in your pilot program. I think your membership count now is, what, 168 or so, right?
167 as of today. I expect we will add another couple of members still this year. We looked at, with the program, strategic accounts, starting with a larger group, and financially it was more risky for them and for us, and we felt the best thing would be to keep it smaller at the beginning. But we're touching members in other ways with this program beyond the 14 pilot members.
Now, you said you might bring some more members in, but you've actually have two or three new members here now, right?
We do. We have two that are brand new, and then we had two others earlier this year. The board has done a lot of work on our strategic plan to 2020 and spent a great deal of time back in June on that plan. And the major tenet is our ability to grow as an organization and influence the market and to really represent the voice of this side of the industry. Part of that involves bringing in new members more aggressively than we have. We've basically done 4 to 5 new members a year, and we're going to pick up that pace.
Now, how many years you've been leading this organization?
Amazing. This is my 10th year, and it's by far the most enjoyable experience I've had in my career.
And since we got through this recession, you've been increasing the size of the staff. And how many positions do you have at Starnet?
Well, we currently have 8 staff members, and we segment the staff by different responsibilities. We have folks on the vendors, obviously, with Fred Williamson. I work with Fred on that also. Leah Ledoux is our newest staff member running the strategic accounts. We have Rob Starr, who runs our marketing, Eric Bunder, who runs our floor care. We have 2 gentlemen working in the financial area with rebate management and our CFO, Paul Flieger and Ryan Voss. And then, of course, Pam Herlinger, who's our executive assistant and pulls us all together.
As you look to 2017, what are some of the things that you hope to initiate and put into place?
Well, obviously, with our 2020 strategic plan, we'll be fulfilling that and working on achieving the goals that we've set for 2020. But an important area also that the entire staff is focused on is making sure that the culture of Starnet continues and that our members continue to receive the benefit they've received from best practice sharing and networking. Our plan is to try to create some smaller forums throughout the year, which the members can invite themselves into, where they can get to know each other in a better way. We have such close ties with our current ownership group. They've worked together for many years. And now that many of them are looking to move through their business and have a succession plan in place, we want to maintain those good ties. We are doing it now with the next generation group, but we also are looking to create some smaller networking venues for our members that'll be purely just for that networking.
You know, Rob Haley with Howard's Rug in San Diego did the Next Gen Talk this morning, and he was talking about, and he actually named the companies that he's come down to visit and what all that's meant to him and how that's resulted in a lot of growth for him because they've come in and said, you know, we're doing this. It's not bringing in someone he competes with. It's bringing in someone who eventually becomes a friend, and it's been tremendous for him.
Exactly. I mean, it's a leadership exchange program where they spend time in each other's companies understanding what smart things our members are doing that might help others as they develop their business. And it's formalizing a lot of what happens informally anyway, but it also helps them to see the value of that type of exchange.
All right, Gene, it was great to spend time with you. It's a good meeting, as always, here in Nashville at the Omni downtown, 3 blocks away from Broadway, which has been fun. So it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Gene Madsen, who's president and CEO of Starnet, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.